State Senator Kim Elton has resigned to become the Director of Alaska Affairs for the Department of Interior in Washington, D.C. Elton's resignation was effective at 5 p.m. He left the state capitol immediately after making the announcement on the Senate floor. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander reports.
In an emotional speech, Kim Elton said it was difficult to leave the Senate, where he has represented Juneau for 3 terms, as well as 2 terms in the House before that. Rumors that Elton was in line for a position in the Obama administration have swirled through the Capitol for a couple of weeks. Elton says he did not seek the job, but was asked if he would consider working in the new administration. He says he interviewed with the Interior Department in mid-January. On Friday, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar offered him the position as Director of Alaska Affairs. For much of his time in the Senate, Elton was in the Democratic minority. But when the Senate organized as a bipartisan coalition, Democrats joined Republicans in the majority, giving Elton a position on Senate Finance Committee.
I've learned an awful lot in the last 3 years, especially serving in a majority that has had people from both parties. And the lesson that I've learned and that I think is going to be one of the most important ones that I take back with me is that when you sit down and you work together, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, you tend to work in the middle, and that's where most of the people we work for want us to be.
In his floor speech, the senator thanked his colleagues, staff, and wife Mary Lou Elton. Calling the Senate the best job he's ever had, he also thanked his Juneau constituents.
I don't know that I could have done this job without the wonderful people in Juneau. The people who agree with me and people who don't agree with me, they have almost without exception been so courteous and so understanding. We all know that when we push a red button or a green button, that not everybody is going to agree with us. And the people that have hired me understand that, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Governor Palin has 30 days to nominate a replacement for Elton. The Greater Juneau Democratic District is accepting applications through Wednesday from Juneau Democrats who are interested in the appointment. Juneau Democrats actually placed advertisements in the Juneau Empire before he was offered the job. Legislative Counsel Jack Chenoweth says there is no requirement the governor choose from the list the Democrats may put forward.
She has 30 days to find someone who is 25 years of age, 3 years a resident of the state, 1 year a resident of the Senate district, District B, and someone who is a Democrat that the remaining members of the Democratic Party in the Senate will agree to.
Juneau Representative and House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula has been suggested as a likely successor.
It would truly be my great honor to be able to serve Juneau in that capacity, and I have very respectfully asked to be able to do that.
Elton starts as Interior Director for Alaska Affairs on March 16th. The Interior Department manages more than 200 million acres of land in Alaska and has oversight of the Bureaus of Indian Affairs, Land Management, Fish and Wildlife, and National Park Service. Elton will be working on various Alaska issues, such as a natural gas pipeline, offshore drilling, and Endangered Species Act. He says he discussed the job with Alaska Senators Murkowski and Begich and Congressman Don Young. All three sent congratulatory messages on Monday and say the Interior Department position is crucial for Alaska. Another state senator, Republican Drew Pierce, resigned from the Senate in 2001 to take the same position in the Bush administration. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.